Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You guys know all about us, but we want to know about you. We know that somewhere in the world, someone downloaded this podcast, but we don't really know that much about you guys.
The people who support this show would love to know just a little bit about who's listening. If you have 2 minutes, it really does only take 2 minutes, you guys. Help us make the show an even better experience for you by telling us more about yourself.
Just go to ListenerQ, that's listenerq.com/basic, and take the short survey.
You can also give us direct feedback on the show, which we would love to hear. And as a thank you, you'll be entered into a drawing for a $100 Amazon gift certificate.
Ramble.
Pretty Basic.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Every episode is just like us beaming at the
looking at each other, deep into each other's eyes and smiling.
Welcome back to Pretty Basic.
Today's an extra exciting day, though.
It is an extra exciting day. Today is our launch day.
Guys, oh my gosh. I'm kind of shaking. I'm not kidding. I'm so excited. Waking up, I had so much adrenaline. I'm running off of
pretty much 3 hours of sleep. I'm on 4. We had a sleepover.
Yes.
And this morning we saw, well, I don't know if we want to jump into this already, but Variety is actually the one who covered our launch.
I don't know how we got cool enough to get an exclusive article with Variety about our podcast.
Never in my life. You guys should have seen us on the couch this morning when it went live. We were screaming, holding each other. Screaming.
Oh, my God.
For like 20 minutes.
Oh, my
just screaming.
God.
My throat kind of hurts from screaming.
Seeing everyone's support and love is so overwhelming. And I know by the time you guys are listening to this, it's like been a few weeks, but seriously, we just want to say thank you. It means the world.
Honestly, like, we wouldn't be, and we recognize this all the time, we wouldn't be where we are sitting here right now if it weren't for you guys. So thank you, and we love you.
But also what's really exciting is we can finally ask you guys what you would like us to talk about.
Honestly.
Like, I mean, we can talk for hours, but, you know, we want to make sure we're doing topics you guys like. So maybe we should do some polls on Instagram.
Yes.
Or we should do a live. Oh, my God. We should go live one time while we're in the studio.
Oh, we should. Oh, yeah, and
that
ask
would
people.
Be fun. Maybe next week.
Yeah, let's do
That'd
it.
That'd be fun.
That's
oh
good.
God.
We need some fresh content. We got to provide the
we
content,
need
baby.
Content, baby. Content.
So give it to us. Give it all to us, and we'll provide for you.
Oh, my God, yes. So yeah, tweet us with hashtag Pretty Basic.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Tweet us, hashtag Pretty
Basic. We can say we it can now. Finally this is going to go live.
Everyone's like, guys, chill. It's been out for a while.
I know. We're
like,
sorry.
Okay, but it's just
sorry,
a day for us.
Just give us, like, one more week, and we promise we'll be chill.
We have some, like, random updates. We have just, like...
We got a lot of updates.
We got... I know you have. I've been waiting to sit in this spot so I can talk to you about your date.
Everybody, I went on a date, and if you guys didn't know, Alicia. Well, if you've listened to any of the other episodes, and you know, Alicia's strapped in my love life with me, and we have been waiting. I have been waiting to tell her every detail of this until right now, because I wanted you guys just to get the full experience. Side note, I'm just going on a rant right now. Like, Alicia knows so much about my love life that at one point I was dating a guy and I didn't even know I was until she told me. So
I forgot about that. Okay. Remy is like, oh yeah, I like see this guy pretty much every single day. We hang out every single day. Oh, I met his family. We went to the beach. I'm like, Remy, you do realize he thinks you guys went on a date. You're like, oh, so going to dinner together at like Saturday night at a nice restaurant isn't a date?
I was like, I don't know. We're just hanging out. And you're like, no, I think you're dating. I was like, oh, well, shoot.
I was like, he definitely at least thinks you guys are talking.
Mm, I have no idea.
You met but, his family, yeah, Rem.
It was very casual. It was very chill. But that just goes to show. Right now, she has no idea what happened on this date.
I don't.
I've been keeping it inside, and we all know how hard it is. So we'll talk about that later, though. We have a lot of other updates first to start with, I feel like. Or do we want to start with that now?
Let's just go into that.
Okay, we'll just go into that. Okay. So what do you want to know?
No. Tell me, I mean, as much as you're comfortable sharing, of course.
Yes.
This was a different date. This was a different first date.
Yeah, I will say this was my first, like, I met him on a dating app, and it was, like, my first real dating app date where, like, we both knew it was a date. I went on, like, a few other before, but it was just, like, just kind of vibing.
Oh,
but this
Bumble
was, like,
Boy.
Bumble Boy.
That's right.
Miss
I forgot
you,
about
love
Bumble
you.
Boy.
Hope you're doing well. But, yeah, I think this is, like, definitely, like, for sure
oh
a date.
God.
And I did, like, a little get ready with me on my vlog channel.
I saw.
And I was, like, really excited. And people were, like, thank you so much for opening up and this and that. And I was, like, oh, I, like, is this opening up? I literally just said I'm going on a date like that.
But
is
most
that opening
people,
up?
Most people don't, because what if the guy finds it? Does he know what you do?
Well, yeah, I found out when I got
so
there, he did.
Do you think,
oh my
did
God,
he watch it?
I'm just thinking about him and I get really excited right
well,
now.
I love that.
I mean, I don't know where it's going to go, or I might never talk to him again, but as of right now, I'm really excited.
Do you think he watched your Get Ready for a Date with Me video?
Are you good? Are we okay?
I couldn't get it out.
I don't know. If he did, he's, like, fine with it because he hasn't mentioned it.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
But see, that's opening up. That's why they're saying things are opening up, because that's, like...
I think maybe I'm just too much of an open book sometimes, because I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this. Like, people, I'm sure, want to know this. And then I just do it with... I don't think about repercussions for anything.
Oh, my God. See, I'm the opposite.
I know. I need to learn from you,
okay,
honestly.
Wait. So you see him,
oh,
you
yes.
meet up.
Okay.
Were you,
do you want
were
the
you...
whole story time of everything?
At least a brief rundown.
Okay. So, yes, he hit me up and then asked me on a date. And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? And I will say, when I told him this already. When I was going through his profile, on this app, it like you click their profile and then it has like a song that matches. We'll just say it was on Raya. And then like a song plays. And I was like, oh, I really like a song. And then, but the first picture was a group picture of four guys. And I was like, oh, you know when it's a group picture on a dating app, you're like, it's always the ugly guy. Let's be honest. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm gonna see. So I click it, and there was one specifically really cute guy, and then it like went through the slideshow, and it ended up being him. And I was like, oh yes, absolutely. So I put like the little heart, and then we immediately connected, and I was like, oh, it's game on, go time, Rem, it's time to go.
Oh my god, wait, we're gonna need a nickname for him eventually. It'll come, because the nickname chooses the guy, you know what
oh,
I mean, like we can't just
yeah.
give a nick, it has to
yeah no you
we
know.
Know
we know
we, they know we all know.
Okay, I'll give a little brief. I'm not going to go too into depth.
I just
because,
want to know, how was it?
Yes, well, I'm going to tell you everything, obviously, after.
I've been dying to know.
I went on the day. Oh, yeah, so he asked me to EP and LP, which is this really bougie rooftop bar area in WeHo. Which
food is so... The fried rice.
Your girl loves WeHo.
We love the fried rice.
Oh, we do love... Yes, good. Absolutely. So he asked me to meet him there, and I was like, yeah, okay. And so we... I'm nervous.
Okay, you want to know what one of my all-time favorite apps is?
I can already tell you. Oh, I can tell you mine.
It's Postmates.
Same!
Anytime I Postmates food or anything like that, it's basically this delivery app where people will bring you your food that you order. So instead of just fast food delivery, which sometimes there's only unhealthy options with
mm-hmm.
that, I feel like,
mm-hmm.
Postmates, you can Postmates basically... almost anything.
I mean, you've gotten memory card readers while we've been in New York and you forgot yours at home. I Postmates my groceries for like cooking videos and things. I will forget something and then like in the middle of my video, I'm like, oh, it's fine. They can just bring it to me while I'm still working because we're so busy. It is the best thing ever.
Like you said, you can have anything. Need milk? Got it. Need a memory card?
Got it. What's really awesome is that you can download the app and you can order 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, which is great. For a limited time, Postmates is giving you $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app today and use code PRETTYBASIC.
That's code PRETTYBASIC for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days.
That's honestly really great.
That's great.
Can I use it too? Save the hassle, get the food you love fast at Postmates with code PRETTYBASIC. Sorry. So I get to EP and LP and I'm in the elevator and I'm alone and there's like a mirrored elevator. And I look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, Rem, you got this. You got it.
Guys, she does this all the time. All the time. She'll tell me that she had a pep talk with herself in the mirror.
I did.
And I love it. I love it so much.
I like look at myself. I'm like, Rem, You got it. It's
like,
time.
You are hot.
You are
you
ready.
Got this.
You've got it. You're going to kill this. And then the elevator opens up.
And people are staring
and people
at
are
you.
Like waiting like, is she okay? And I like look out. Oh, wait. Oh my God, the best part. Stop. Hold on. We have to rewind. I'm on my way to the date. And of course, I'm running late because I'm always running late. But I also had to show up like a little late to like not be too eager.
Yeah.
So he texts me and he got there like right on time, which love punctuality for him, not for me. And he's like, hey, I'm here. I'm at the rooftop. Like, meet me. Let me know when you're here. And I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm in the slowest Uber ever. I'll be there in 10 minutes. He's like, perfect. What do you want to drink? I'll have it waiting for you, which I screenshotted, put on my Finsta, put, and at this moment, Remy fell in love.
I saw that. I did see that. And I was like, okay, it looks like it's somewhat going, oh my God.
Well, actually, side note, you FaceTimed me on the way there.
Oh, wait. Okay, guys, literally, I'm not kidding. I was going to go to this date.
Oh my God.
99% was going to go to this date.
I knew I shouldn't have told you where I was going. I did it for my safety reasons.
Yeah.
But
oh,
I
always.
Knew with doing that, I was like, ooh, one of my friends is going to show up in a wig with glasses and be sitting there.
I literally told Ashley, I was like, would you want to go to WeHo and go to EP and LP?
Mm.
She's like, why? Why? And I was like, Remy has a date.
Oh my God.
And I'm not kidding. I was going to, but I literally, we had to go home first, and then I got hit so hard with like a tired wall, and it was
thank God.
I honestly like fell
thank
asleep.
You tired wall for hitting her no. right in the face. Thank
right
you
right in the face. Literally, Ashley was like, "Oh my God, I'm down. Let's do it." And I pictured us like making eye contact with you. Actually, what I also was gonna do once we realized we weren't gonna go was I wanted to find a Snapchat of EP and LP and just send it to you so it looked like I was there.
I would have died. I would have been on edge the whole time.
I know.
Oh.
I didn't though. I'm so mad at myself. I honestly wish I just
a little
had an energy drink and did it.
Just went for it.
But I hope you know it's going to happen.
Oh,
and
I
the
know.
Viewers will listen. They will hear
you're going to tell me, but I'm not going to know. And you're going to tell me like, oh yeah, no, you mean when he like dropped his drink? I'm like, wait,
oh,
what do you
God,
what
yes.
do you mean?
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
How did you know that?
Literally was going to go. I'm so sad I didn't.
Well, there's always next time. But he texts me that he's going to get me a drink. And I was like, so cute. Then I thought, oh my God, am I going to get drugged? Because honestly, that is like
oh
a really scary
God.
Thing you have to think about. Honestly.
No, like on a real level,
yeah,
people.
It really does suck. So, you know, I got a little worried, I will say. So I walk up, I get in the elevator, get myself my pep talk. You got this, you're hot, whatever. So then the elevator opens and I like look out and I'm like looking around and there's like a bunch of people everywhere. And I'm not kidding. It was like people like parted. And
a
then
movie
this,
moment.
Yeah, this guy was just sitting at the table alone. I was like, well, here goes nothing. And I walk up and I'm like, hi. And then he gives me a hug. And then I was like, okay, this is like weird, but I'm going to need you. He gave me the drink. And I was like, I'm going to need you to take like 3 sips first. And so he's like,
good
what?
For you.
And I was like, just do it. So he like did it. And I was like, thanks. So you're not drugging me. He was like, oh, no, I'm not. But like, I understand. And so then we had a great conversation and we talked for a couple hours. And then what's really cool is like I'm all nervous.
Why are you smitten?
I don't know.
She's a little smitten. Oh my God. Well, so it sounds like it went well.
Yeah. Well, so it went well. And then we ended up like talking for a few hours there. And then he's got a really cool job. And what I like is when I don't care what the guy does for work or anything, but when they just speak passionately about something and when he would smile, like he'd get so excited. And I was like, oh my God, he's so cute. So we ended up talking. And then I asked him if he had pets. Oh, he loves Daisy, by the way.
Maymay.
He was super into Maymay. Well, pictures of Maymay. And then I was like, do you have any pets? And he had turtles. And
wait, we all know you had a turtle that ran away.
I had a turtle that ran away. It was a red-eared slider, which he had a red-eared slider. And I was like, I really want to meet your turtles. And he was like, oh, do you want to meet him now? I was like, yeah. So I met his turtles. And then I ended up talking with him till like 3 a.m. And then I went home and that was it.
Oh my God.
It was great. And then he texted me the next day. He did everything right. And I've been talking to him since.
Oh, so you're still talking? Are you going on another date?
I don't know. He leaves for a trip in like a week, so we'll see. But no, he leaves in like 2 days.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Updates to come. It might not go anywhere. I might be just like a crazy girl, but we'll see.
Oh,
is this weird to talk about on the podcast? I told him about the podcast. He was really jazzed about it.
So is he listening right now?
I don't know. I'm like a little nervous that I just
God.
Screwed up any chances, but it's
hey,
okay.
Hey, dude. I mean, Turtle Dude!
Wait, no, he can't be Turtle Dude. We have a Turtle Dude already.
Who's Turtle Dude?
We'll talk about it later. Okay, just kidding. We're back. We've discussed it. His name is Turtle Dude.
I like Turtle Dude.
Okay, Turtle Dude.
Turtle Dude.
Oh my God.
See, the nickname chooses the guy.
Can you have a crush after a first date?
Yeah.
Okay, then I have a crush.
I love that. We love love.
We love love. Okay, well, not love. Well, let's not throw that around in case you're listening. But... Dude, don't worry. I'm being chill. I promise. You can text me back.
Well, I'm glad your date went well. I'm really sad it didn't go then.
It was really, really fun.
I hate you.
It was fun. And maybe we'll have an update later. We're not sure.
Ooh,
we're playing it cool. Really cuckoo right now.
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo, my man. Dang, what else happened this week?
Oh, my God. Well, Alicia met my best friend since 7th grade, Kaylee.
Kaylee.
If anybody has watched the vlogs. And I don't know if anybody's gone through this before, but it's really weird where I distinguish friend groups. Like, I have, like, very select groups of friends. Not select, but, like, in my brain, I have them set as, like, my home friends or, like, high school friends, my college friends, my YouTube friends. Like, everybody's grouped together.
Like, separate.
Yeah. So, like, obviously, you fall into YouTube friends. Kaylee falls into home friends. So, the idea of, like, mixing you guys and the idea of you guys not getting along, because I've had people, like, friend groups not get along before, and it's the worst thing because...
when you're in the middle.
Oh, my God. And they, like, say bad things about each other, and you're like, well,
that's
this sucks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know you're nice. I know Kaylee's nice. And I knew it would go well, but I was still nervous.
There's also the hype of when I always tell people all the time, oh, my God, you're going to love this person. Or, oh, you need to meet this person. They're like, they'll love you.
Yeah.
But there's always that chance when they're about to meet when you're like, oh, my God, what if they
what
don't
if
like
they
each other?
Don't? What if I've been hyping them up too much?
Yeah. What if they really, like, don't vibe and then you're just awkward in the middle?
Oh, my God.
So I fully get that.
I feel like it's just a normal thing to feel that way.
It's totally normal.
What are your thoughts on Kay?
I love Kaylee. I feel like we've been friends for so long. That was my first time meeting her.
It was only one night. She is my perfect angel baby child. I love her so much. I don't know if you know this. Back in middle school, she, like, weirdly, like, sought me out and, like, stalked me, essentially.
Wait, I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. It was really weird. But I was like, oh, I kind of like this. And so we became best friends since then. And she's, like, the sweetest thing in the world. And so she was so nervous to meet you beforehand.
Really?
She was like, I don't know. Like, Loesch is too cool. Da, 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 da.
I'm not cool.
And it was so cute. And she, before you came over, she had this, like, grand plan in her head. She, like, made it all up. And she was so stoked. She's like, Remy, like, you have to record this when she walks in.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God, oh, my God.
Okay. And so Alicia walks in. And Kaylee goes, hi. And they, like, hug. Like, nice to meet you. And Kaylee goes, I just want to say congratulations on hitting 100,000 subscribers.
I lost it. I started screaming. Actually, before I lost it, I was like, actually, I hit 250K.
Which, if you don't know, that's a strike from the first episode, which you can go listen to.
Yes, go listen to it. Of the first time I met Remy, and it was the most cringe thing I've ever done in my freaking life, and I still regret it to this day. If anyone was to say, do you regret anything in life? I'd be like, yes.
No, we live with no regrets.
No regrets.
You know what I have to say, though, is thank God it was me.
I know.
No, because it really, like, I was chill about it, so honestly, crisis averted, we're fine. But
I feel like I'm forever going to talk about it, but
Kaylee came up to me, I don't know if I told you this, Kaylee came up to me at the end of the night and was like, Remy, I have to tell you something. And I was like, oh, what? And she was like, I just want to let you know I love Loesch. And if she replaces me, that's okay. And I was
no!
like, she will never replace you, Kay. But I'm glad that you guys love each other.
No, literally, I feel like sometimes I vibe with people when I first meet them. And sometimes I don't. I've talked about that, like feeling somewhat introverted and like shy. I clicked with her so much. And I was just like, oh, my God, I love this. Like, I could hang out. Like, it feels like we've been friends for a really long time.
My heart is so full.
I bet if
you had gone to our middle school, she would have sought you out too and stalked you all the way home, and you would have loved it.
Have you ever used HelloFresh?
Obviously, someone doesn't watch my vlogs.
I'm kidding. I have to. I love it.
Honestly, you guys, it is such a smart, you know those things, you're watching Shark Tank and like something comes up on the screen, you're like, this is so genius, why didn't I think of this first? This is my $1 million idea that I missed out on. HelloFresh, fully believe it. So if you guys don't know what HelloFresh is, it is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you guys can just cook, eat, and enjoy for your busy life. There's also different plans. There's classic, there's veggie, there's family. I've tried both the classic and the veggie, and both were amazing, and I'm not even vegetarian, so.
I also like how the food's actually filling, because some subscription services, I feel like sometimes, like,
just drop the name, girl, drop the name.
I love food. And if I'm not like full after a meal, I'm really sad. So yeah. I feel like it's really filling. And it's only $10 per meal when you break it down. So it's really inexpensive.
To anybody that we sold this on, honestly, try it. Trust me, try it.
It's like receiving 6 meals free or up to 50% off 3 boxes.
That's honestly insane. Again, visit HelloFresh.com/basic60 and enter basic60. About you, but this has been like the best week of my life.
There's been so much, and that's why I feel like we're just kind of like going all around updating on like a lot of random things.
Everything, but I like a good update episode, and
good update time.
Yes, very on brand of us.
I know.
I have to say, so on Friday night we went to a concert over in downtown, and we saw this guy named Weathen perform.
Which you introduced me to him.
Yeah, he's a DJ. He was at Coachella. He's the one that brought out the Yodel Kid. Fun fact. Everyone should look him up. He's not that Yodel Kid. And it was so much fun. And I have to say, that day, I've been honestly dreading that specific date for a year. Literally a year. Just because it was
the actual like calendar date.
Yes, calendar date. It was going to be a hard day for me. And I'm going to be honest, I woke up that morning and I cried in the shower. I
only saw your tweet saying that you had a really rough day.
Yeah, I like cried in the shower just because, again, in my feelings.
Why don't you text me?
I was really sad. And that day kind of like I had been dreading it and like counting down the days, and it finally came, and I was fully expecting it to just be a really hard day for me. And I have to say, it ended up being the best night of my life. I've never been so happy. So Alicia came out, and like I was just surrounded by all the people that I love most in my life. Like, you were there. Kaylee came out to visit from San Diego. Bree, Eli, a bunch of other friends. We all went to this concert together and just, like, danced together. I had so much fun. We went to, like, this fun after-party thing where we literally just danced to, like, techno music till, like, 4 a.m., just, like, dancing. And I had the best night of my life. And honestly, I think it's just because I was surrounded by so much love, and I really thought that day was going to be awful. So that was just like such a pivotal moment for me. And I think from now on, like, I don't know why, but that date's always going to resonate with me. And
I feel like we all have certain like things in our lives kind of like that.
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of people can agree. You know, they may not know your specific situation, but there's like a time in their life where they're like, oh, like it's the month anniversary of year anniversary. So that's definitely like a thing.
I feel so lucky that happened on that day, because now forever I'm gonna remember that night as the best night of my life.
Oh my god,
honestly,
really?
Just dancing with you, like we were just singing and dancing and having so much fun.
I had so much fun.
I was struggling, and I feel like it happened for a reason.
You know what's funny though is like earlier that day too, I almost canceled on going. I was really? In a mood too. Yeah, I was like really like.
But you came.
I did. Aww. I did, and that's so funny that we were both feeling that way, but we didn't talk to each other.
Also, something. This is on a different note, but lately. This week, it's been so – what we've talked about before is, like, when you have high highs, you also have low lows. And lately, I've been dealing with this weird feeling, and I want to know if you feel the same way, too. I talked about this on my channel, and people were like, yes, I feel the same way. And it felt good to talk about it. I've honestly never really talked about it because I didn't really want to. But by talking about it, people related to me, and I was like, oh, maybe I need to do this more often. But sometimes I'm filled with this, like, sadness. And it's not, like – anything triggered it. It's not like someone said something to me. Yeah, and I just, it's this like weird emptiness inside, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what causes it, and it's been happening to me since I was a kid, and it just like randomly, it's like almost like you just feel blue, just like randomly. Yeah. I don't know what
That was me on Friday.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know why, but I wanted to know.
Yeah, no, that totally happens to me. It'll be randomly, like so I can fully agree with that.
I'm glad to know other people do.
What I've noticed for me at least is I used to really fight it and try to like fake my feelings. Like, no, I'm happy. Where like now I let myself have my moments.
Yeah.
And just like, okay, if I'm sad, I'm sad. Like, let me sit here and mope and whatever, watch a sappy movie and like just veg. But then I just like kind of snapped out of it. And that's when we left for the concert.
You know, oh, I'm so glad you came.
I know, no, really. But I was like, dang, like, but that's definitely not the first time. So that's really weird.
You know that this is something I've been trying to work on. I kind of run from my feelings. I'm not good at.
We know, you busy bee.
I keep myself busy to avoid anything, but I've been really trying to actually feel things more recently. And I feel like I'm really good at like telling people like, your feelings are valid, your feelings are valid. Like, it's okay. And then for myself, I'm like, no, don't feel anything. Suppress it, suppress, suppress.
Why is it so much easier to tell a stranger and give them advice than actually take it yourself?
If you know the answer, tell me, please, because I need help.
It's so weird to me because I struggle with that too. I can give so much. It's even like something as small as giving people YouTube advice. Mm-hmm. Like, oh no, your thumbnail should look like this. Or, oh, like, this is clearly a way better option. But mm-hmm. when it comes to me, I'm like, what title do I do? What thumbnail do I do? You know, it's so hard. I don't know why.
I think it's just that we're all harder. We're too hard on ourselves. I think that's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
And I think it's like this feeling of not wanting to be vulnerable, not wanting to mess up, feeling like you can't make mistakes and things like that. I don't know. At the party the other night, we went to the Streamies. Oh, yeah. This has been a great week.
We went to the Streamies too.
On Monday. All right. So we're just going to pause the podcast for a second so I can talk to you guys about something called Folane. Have you heard about Folane?
Of course.
Of course.
So if you guys don't know, Folane is basically, it has this whole kit and it has a cleanser, toner, moisturizer, and soap, and is literally everything you need for the perfect skincare routine, because I feel like a lot of people get overwhelmed. And what makes it even better though is it's 100% non-toxic, vegan, and cruelty-free. Cruelty-free
Love
is a big
that.
Thing.
No,
like,
I know.
I know. And it's great for all skin types. And I just feel like having those things, you trust it more.
That's honestly really cool. And this kit is completely safe to use during pregnancy, which is awesome. Neither of us are pregnant, but
if we were,
we could be using it still. So what comes inside your kit is a TSA approved, again, for gals on the go, cleanser, toner, moisturizer, and soap. So you've got everything all in one kit, easy to just, again, throw in your bag and take with you.
So for only $22, which is over 50% off, guys.
Whoa.
Try the Clean Essentials Kit today. Go to folane.com/basic to try the kit and enter basic at checkout for free shipping.
Again, go to folane.com/basic. That's folane.com/basic to try the kit and enter basic at checkout for free shipping.
I feel like this is one of those weeks where when you just watch our story, you're like, oh my gosh, that's really cool. But like, we've like, you know, like we did so much in one week.
Oh my God, they didn't know I cried in my shower Saturday morning.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like yeah. When you see the concert, the Streamies, you know, getting all the glam for that, even mm-hmm. our podcast on Variety, like it's just yeah. so much. But yet it's so weird at the same time.
Like and you have I'm your, feeling like we empty both had and I'm moments. Pushing through it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just, wow, we're getting deep and I love it. What it really comes down to though is like, getting invited to the Streamies, having a huge project launch, like those are all such great things, but that doesn't bring you true happiness.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it really comes down to when you see other people's stories of them on a red carpet or at a party with friends that you're not invited to. It looks like, oh, if I was just included, I would be so happy.
Yeah. Little do you know, at the after party at the Streamies, one of our friends was crying because they were going through something and we're giving her a pep talk saying like when she's feeling like, you know, people aren't listening to her and that she's doing this and yeah. that. And we're standing there going like, no, like, feel these things, and she's trying to suppress it, and oh you're God, like, yeah. feel these things, but also at the same time, I'm like, I'm sad, but you also have to be there for your friends. It's
yeah.
Little do people know, and then we post, maybe we should stop doing this, but we post a boomerang of us blowing a kissy face, and then the boomerang goes off, and then we go back to crying. This is actually not healthy of us.
No, there's been so many things I see where it's like social media isn't healthy, and I think that's what can be very toxic about social, for a person, yeah. you know, to like, smile super happy and then also feel like that is emotionally really tolling.
Something that I was talking to about with my date is that he was like
turtle dude.
He was asking, he's like, so what's it like being an influencer? And I was like, I actually like sat down with myself the other day and I really thought about it. And I feel like when you say influencer, you have to say it in this like tone of influencer, just like really annoying. But then I really thought about it. I was like, wait, like, the title of influencer is like, yeah, like sugar bear hair, FabFitFun,
yeah,
whatever.
The stereotype.
But if you really think about it, the actual definition is you have influence. What you say matters. Someone is listening. You know, a lot of people are listening. And you have to, whether you're an influencer or not, but more
so
when you're an influencer.
No, I was just about to say, like, And even if you're not an influencer, like think of like you in high school with your group of friends.
Yeah, your words matter.
It does.
They have meaning.
So many people follow just like what's trendy. So that's why like bullying is such a huge thing when all these girls like talk badly about someone. Mm-hmm. People just follow because they don't want to actually like voice their opinion.
Yeah.
But it's like they do have influence mm-hmm. to like speak up. I don't, well, everybody, we are preaching today.
Everybody has influence. And then even being an influencer, mm-hmm. your job is to have influence.
Which can be weird. Like that's just so
weird. No, I think it is the most messed up concept if you really think about it. It's not healthy. It's not a healthy job. And yeah, we love it and we're so
blessed.
I think
it can be unhealthy.
I think just the idea of having influence over people is not healthy.
Well, I even saw this one. I love reading articles, so I am constantly being like, queen. I read this article. But it basically said how the whole idea of a celebrity in general, and I'm talking about even just, you know, traditional celebrities, it's just no one is meant to have that much praise mm-hmm. ever. Mm-hmm. So that's why so many people, you know, have breakdowns and go through so much because, you know, we were literally even reading the comments about our podcast mm-hmm. and we're not celebrities in any way.
No.
But, you know, the contrast between people saying, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. This is amazing. Yeah. You guys work so hard. To the comment directly under that is, oh my God, this is so lame and underwhelming. All that hype for this.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to not let either of those affect you.
Yeah. I completely agree.
And what I always say on panels, I forget if I've said this before, but it's so true, is seriously, like, if you don't let the positive or negative comments affect you, that's my biggest tip. Because the people who are thriving off of the positive comments of, oh my God, they love me, oh my God, they love this, those are the same people who are going to be really distraught by the negative comments.
Oh, completely.
So it's best to be completely, be like, you know what,
just
no matter.
Just take yourself out. Exclude yourself from that narrative.
But that's so hard. Another area where it's so easy for me to say that versus when I'm like, when oh my God, it. I have hate. Like, what the heck? And then I'm like crying. And
it's true.
It's just, it's a lot.
I think it was David Dobrik and Jason Nash's podcast Views where they talked about it. And Eli actually told me because he's a big fan. And he basically told me that they got into a fight in the podcast where Jason doesn't read his comments, but David does.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, Jason's just like, dude, you got to stop reading them because I'm guilty of this. When Eli told me, I was like, oh my God, I do this without even realizing it. By reading your comments, you start changing
your content for them.
And even something as small as I say specific words and it becomes a bad habit of using that word. Like even like literally whatever. And people are like, stop saying that so much.
You become aware that
you're so aware. And I'll say it. And I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. And I refilm that little bit without saying it. But, you know, if I hadn't read those comments, I would have just been doing me. Like even something as small mm-hmm. as that or something as big as completely changing something about yourself.
I feel like we had a lot of a serious tone here, but it is a conversation. And this is why I do like doing the podcast, because we don't talk about this or like this.
I mean, I've never had this conversation with you ever.
Ever.
So it's nice that we had it here and we're recording it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, wait. Have we not talked about the fact that you two are handcuffed right now? How many minutes in are we? Ashley and Alicia are handcuffed to each other right now.
We have our first guest today.
We do.
Literally. So Ashley and I are filming the 24-hour handcuff challenge. We have been handcuffed for almost, oh my God, it's been exactly 24 hours.
Oh my God, it's
unlock
noon.
Unlock it now.
Take it off.
Oh my God.
Do we have the key?
What if you forgot the key?
Honestly, you guys, watching them has been pure entertainment for me.
My wrist hurts so bad. Last night, I could not sleep for anything, first of all.
I can't believe you actually. Rough. Let me just say, a lot of YouTubers would have taken it off and just faked it. Oh my God, I'm watching the key right now.
A big moment.
Is that the new Cartier?
Just leaves it. Oh my gosh. I didn't even realize it's been 24 hours.
You could have gotten like fuzzy ones and it would have been much more comfortable.
I felt like that was a little like rated R.
I understand, but also would have just been more comfortable.
Oh my God.
I feel like the looks our way would have been a lot worse.
That's super true.
My wrist hurts so bad. That's so funny. Ashley's literally just been chilling here this entire time.
Well, what a great way to end the episode with unlocking your handcuffs that you had on for the whole time that we forgot to talk about.
So, shameless self-plug, go watch my new video.
But thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. We hope you guys enjoyed it. We got a little serious with you, but I hope that in the future we can get even more serious and open up more about everything. Turtle Boy, if you're listening, please text me.
In conclusion.
Oh
my God. Also, guys, it would mean so much if you wouldn't mind giving us a 5-star rating and maybe leave a little review for us for our podcast.
A good review, please.
Yes,
thank
you. Good one. Oh my gosh. No, it really does help us in the system and all that stuff. Yeah. And we just love seeing your guys' feedback on it, and we love hearing about it.
Also, be sure to subscribe and listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to your podcasts.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Ooh. Okay. Bye.
Bye.